ESPN 580 Orlando's live, local, and loud.
It is 6 o'clock, and we are live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580, broadcasting with the Victory Casino Cruises Studios, home of the only legal sports book in Central Florida. You can get in touch with the show at 844-225-5580. The text 21232, also on Twitter, at ESPN 580. Nick. And at the Jerry Daniels, big sports night tonight. We got a couple of game sevens in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Cannot wait for those. We've got Ottawa and Anaheim, but of course the game of the night will be the Washington Capitals and the Pittsburgh Penguins. I mean, this kind of is, it is akin to kind of some of those old school knockdown drag out, like a game seven between like Jordan's Bulls and Ewing's Knicks, or Jordan's Bulls and the Indiana Pacers with Reggie Miller, where, you know, two teams that have run into each other time and time again in the playoffs, and one just can't seem to get past the other. And that is what Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins have been for Alexander Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals. And tonight is the night where we figure out whether or not Alexander Ovechkin's in it. And it's kind of unfair, because we will write his entire career story tonight if they lose. If Ovechkin loses tonight and the Capitals go down, and once again it's the President's Cup trophy, and I'm opening with hockey here and I cannot believe it, but it's the President's Cup trophy.
So
like
proud
the same
of you.
The same old story. Yeah. The same old story that we know, right? And we're going to get into the NBA Plus. We're going to get
Ovechkin
into
the Dan Marino now?
No, Ovechkin is the Chris Paul of the NHL right now.
Okay.
That's who he is. Because at least Dan Marino made it to the Super Bowl, right? Like, Chris Paul, same thing. We talk about Chris Paul. We put him on this pedestal. He's the greatest point guard in the NBA today. Look at how great Chris Paul is, right? Yet he's in New Orleans, can't win. He's in L.A., can't make it to the third round. Up 3-1 on Houston, can't get it done. Ovechkin, Chris Paul of the NHL, and tonight we find out whether or not he takes that next step, whether or not we can write that next step in his narrative. Fair or not, we will write him as a great talent, a woulda, coulda, shoulda type of guy in his career if they do not get it done tonight against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Also, another big night for the Washington sports fans. This is the night for John Wall. This is it. I will tell you why this is the biggest night of John Wall's career coming up in this show as well. It's live, local, and loud. He's Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Grunowitz, Nicky Football. We start every show with the top six at six. It's the top trending topics from around Orlando.
And now, the top six at 6-1.
All right, well, the top trending story in Orlando is wife of long-time ESPN broadcaster Chris Berman has died this Tuesday in a car accident in rural Connecticut. Berman, wife of 33 years, was killed in a two-car crash near Woodbury. Woodbury is 40 miles west of ESPN's home office in Bristol, Connecticut. She was 67. She leaves behind Chris and her two children. For those of you who don't know the area, I kind of grew up in Connecticut.
Yeah.
This particular road is like an up, down, sideways, round the corner, kind of not surprised to hear these sort of things come out.
Both drivers in the accident passed away, and it was sad to see, as it's sad always to see when a life is lost, but it is kind of jarring, and it makes me think immediately, you know, Chris Berman spent, what, 40 years at ESPN? All yeah. that time he retires, so there's finally time to spend with his wife and with his family, and now she's gone. So, of course, all of the best well wishes and prayers out to the Chris Berman family as they get through this, but, of course, very sad to hear today.
Two.
All right, former Magic point guard and current Cavs head coach T. Lou told ESPN today that he agrees with former teammate Kobe Bryant that there is no other, in his opinion, this is it. The Golden State Cleveland, if they find themselves in a finale again, there's no other series, no other rivalry that you can't compare this rivalry to. This would be the third straight year the two had faced off. If basically now they're both undefeated through two rounds. Do you agree? Do you agree with T. Lou? Do you agree with Kobe Bryant that this might actually now be in the pantheon of other great rivalries in the NBA?
So explain this to me again, because I'm a little confused.
So Kobe
here.
Bryant,
they're saying this would be the greatest rivalry in NBA
history. Well,
Kobe
Bryant went out and he said he didn't see a problem with.
Where did Kobe say this, by the way? Like, Kobe kind of just like pokes his head in, yells some crazy stuff from his muse cage, and then comes back out.
So yesterday, Kobe said that he didn't see a problem with these two teams dominating, both of them sweeping through the first two rounds. Mm-hmm. He didn't think it was bad for basketball. So T. Lou commented on that, saying, yeah, I don't think it's bad for basketball either. In fact, he took it one step further. He said, yeah, I would go as far as saying that if they meet up again, that this rivalry might equal any in the history of the NBA.
I can't disagree with Tyronn Lue there. I don't disagree with Kobe Bryant either that these two teams meeting for a third straight year is bad for basketball. I think that any other finals matchup other than Warriors-Cavs is awful for basketball. Like, we don't want to, like, we can complain, right? We can moan, and I said this yesterday on ESPN Afternoons at Scott and Ness, but we can moan all we want about the lack of competition. Like, I want to see some series go seven. Oh, I want some interesting games, right? But for the finals, we want Cavs, and we want Golden State Warriors. And here's why. Because we want the answer to that three-peat. Right now, LeBron has a ring. So does Steph. We want to know who rules that rivalry. And we need the answer to that three-peat. And also, does anyone want to watch Spurs-Washington? Right? Like, Spurs-Wizards. That's not going to get a number, no, okay?
Spurs-Houston's been pretty good.
That's fine. That's the West Coast. I'm talking about the finals here, as they are. We don't want to see that. We want to see Cavs-Warriors. No one wants to see the other matchups. It's stupid.
Which brings us to our Orlando Dodge question of the night. What do you think? Do you think this equals the greatest NBA rivalries of all time? Or is there another rivalry in another sport that comes close to what this has become? I don't think there is any other ones that even come close. No, that's fine.
This is it? This is the all-timer, you're saying?
Right now? Name another one currently, right now.
Yes, in history, we have had better rivalries than this.
Right now, in sports.
Actually, let's argue about this at 6:30 when we do get to that Orlando Dodge question of the day.
Three.
All right, another good rivalry kind of is going to continue tonight. But before we get to it, the Rangers lost to Ottawa last night at Madison Square Garden. They are now out. But tonight, we have two game sevens, as you mentioned at the top of the hour. There's the Oilers and the Ducks playing at 10 o'clock tonight, Eastern Standard Time. But the one I'm sitting on, the one I'm going to look for tonight, and we're going to talk to the Angry Canadian later about it tonight at 7 o'clock, is the Caps versus the Penguins. Vetchke. Is Vetchke the new, I don't know, what'd you call him, Chris Paul?
Right now, he's the Chris Paul of the NHL. Supremely talented, best at his position, an MVP candidate year in and year out, but cannot get over the hump.
Yeah, and you know, I might
has
have to label
made,
it that.
Has he made it to a Stanley Cup?
No, he's not even made it to an Eastern Conference final.
That was my question. Has he made it to an Eastern Conference final? He has not. And you know who else hasn't? Chris Paul. Yeah.
I hate four. By the way, today is the 23rd anniversary of when the Hartford Whalers headed off to North Carolina. The only reason why I bring this up is that the Hartford Whalers, 23 years later, are still the most merchandise-selling team of any non-existent professional sports.
Because their logo is so freaking cool.
Is that it?
The Whalers logo is so freaking cool. And it's one of those, hey, I've got one of these retro things you want to rock. Like, I get it.
No, maybe you're right. Where were we at now, number four?
Four.
All right, we're at number four. All right, the Yankees fell to second in the AL East after a loss against the Reds last night. They are no longer the hottest team in baseball. There are now two hottest teams in baseball. The one that they are one game behind is the Baltimore Orioles. Unfortunately for the Bronx Bombers, they now head to the other hottest team in baseball, the Houston Astros. Other things of note, Miami Marlins are sucking wind down there. They're now 3-7 over the last 10. They now sit fourth in the NL East. Speaking of fourth, the Rays, the other Florida team, sit fourth in the AL East. God. And by the way,
you covered a ton of ground there.
I did. Joe Maddon, by the way, got interviewed by ESPN today. They asked him why the Cubs are kind of at a slow start. His answer, they're tired.
The most aloof guy, I'm sure, was quite aloof about that, right? Like, I mean, sure, Joe Maddon is not pushing any kind of a panic button whatsoever, and neither should Cubs fans.
Five.
All right. Besides the NHL playoffs tonight, the other big playoff is the NBA. I'm still tired from last night's Game 5. By the way, after Game 4, I told you Manu looked good, that Manu was going to be Robert Horry of this series. Can I now confirm that he's the Robert Horry of this series?
No, because Manu Ginobili can't be a fourth option like Robert Horry. Manu is going to have to be the guy that puts some good minutes in here. Now, I find the Spurs to be one of the most entertaining teams in these playoffs because there's no Tony Parker, Kawhi Leonard's hurt, and they're out there doing it with 39-year-old balding Manu Ginobili, who stole James Harden's soul with that block. He should get to shave his beard after that. Like, after you embarrass a guy like that, he should get to shave his beard. That's what he should get to do. And they're doing with a Chinese all-star and a former D-League MVP.
Nuts. They looked good last night. By the way, that series continues tomorrow in Houston. You can catch that game live right here after Live Local and Loud at 7 o'clock. Pre-game starts. The other game tonight on TNT is the Celtics versus the Wizards. By the way, this is going to be a Orlando Dodge question of the night during the summer. Is the Wizards, I want the Wizards out just because, is that the ugliest logo in sports? Seriously.
We'll answer that this summer.
Six.
All right, number six trending story for tonight is Adidas. All day I dream about sports is what they say, and Adidas has dropped the sport no one apparently is dreaming about anymore, and that is golf. Nike dropped golf 2 years ago. Now Adidas has followed suit. They are going to stay in the clothing business because they've got, like, what, nine guys they sponsor, including number one Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, last year's number one, the Masters winner Sergio Garcia.
That still doesn't sound right when you say that. Masters winner Sergio Garcia. That doesn't sound right.
It is kind of weird.
That's jarring.
It doesn't fall off the tongue. Anyways, like Nikki,
NBA champion J.R. Smith.
Nikki Mac McDonald and Tony Austin will talk about this, I am sure, this weekend at 9 a.m. for Tea and Green right here on ESPN 580. Coming up next, we're going to give you the best of the best. It is the ESPN Rewind, but text us right now at 21232 and tell us, is the Cavs in Golden State not only the greatest rivalry in all of the NBA, but maybe the greatest rivalry currently in sports? We want to hear from you. This is Live Local and Loud.